Blog Talk Radio.
New shit, I got the new shit, the exclusive. My man Long Loke on deck. Squad life, stand up. Here we go. Long Loke, talk to him, homie.
You already know, man. Up at Smoke Radio. Drop that shit, nigga.
It's loose shit, nigga.
You already know how I'm doing it, man.
Long Loke, man.
I got these bars for y'all niggas.
Let me show y'all niggas how to really do this, man.
Let's do
yeah.
it.
Hop up in the whip, I'm about to make a move. It's time to wake these niggas up, they keep on hitting snooze.
Yeah.
Out in the six, me and my niggas play by different rules.
Yeah.
We keep it G about these hoes, we get to pick and choose.
Yeah.
I want that bitch there, cause she got a fat
okay.
ass. Scoop her up like Mickey D's, speeding down the bat pan. Couldn't even catch a plane, now I'm flying high class.
Yeah.
Gotta keep a lookout for them people up on my ass. Why you acting like you ain't a hoe with your lying ass?
Why?
Knowing you gon' top a nigga down for this damn bag. Barney, why you fuck with her? Shorty got a flat ass. Who else gon' bust this drug for me? You shit, my bad.
My bad.
I just want the money, baby. Plus, I think it's funny how you criticize another bitch when you ain't getting nothing. Bitches butter down another bitch for fucking with a hustler. This shit might not be for you, baby, but all her bills caught up. Shit, let me watch you grab this half and make it bubble. When I paid your ass last time, this time I'll make it double. If somebody takes something, let me know. I'll make it trouble. And
know.
I keep that banger on me. At that time, I ain't trying to tussle.
Bye-bye.
If you skinny and you weak, get it together. Gain some muscle. Cause I'm skinny, but I'm cut. And on my soul, I can rumble. And my mother said, listen, baby, Lonnie, stay humble. It's a jungle. If you run it down their throat, don't fumble. I listen to you, mama. Blow kisses to you. If you ever need something, tell me. I'll give it to you. If I ever fall off, remind me I'm a king. And I'm bound to be successful cause it's in my fucking genes. Lately, I've been stuffing all this fucking money in my jeans.
Money.
It ain't never been a question who gon' take one for the team.
No.
Always been a dope rapper. Had to wake up from a dream. Now I made this shit reality. My bars are fatality. Used to work at Arby's. 300 was my salary.
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks. Now I make that in an hour.
Yeah.
Take a picture of this king. Add it to your gallery.
Yeah.
Take a look at my life, man. I swear this shit inspiring.
Okay.
Cuddle talking, ticket talk. Battering my flowering. When I made my first 5 bands, this shit was flattering. Cause I came from nothing. On my soul, I ain't fronting. Played the cards I was dealt. And on my soul, I ain't bluffing. Shit. You ain't never watch your mom but the jug. When she finished, you say, mom, what's the flip?
Hey, mom,
she say, look,
flip?
If I give you $5, you supposed to make 10.
$10?
That's a flip. Took the 5 and you do that shit again.
Okay.
I was taught to hustle. I just ain't know this shit at the moment.
Okay.
Don't front me shit. I don't want to owe you shit. I don't want it.
Okay.
If it's worked down, I'm going for it. Nah, I ain't punting.
Okay.
If your money's short, give me what you got. But I ain't fronting.
Okay.
I don't beef with niggas. I say to myself and get money.
Money.
If you try to rob me, crash, you a dummy.
Bow.
You can't ball like me. Cause you ass and it's funny.
Wait.
And I like my money crippin'. Talking all blue hunnids. If you hear this in a party, know the whole joint jumping. If you pull up on my niggas, know the whole crew dumping.
Yeah.
Killing niggas for no reason. Might as well be Donald Trumpin'.
Yeah.
Cause my gun for self-defense and I am not nigga hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got picture perfect verses for your nerves. Guy, anything I spit, you can picture it through a bird's eye. Hey, bitch, I hit acting different now when she curved, guy.
Yeah.
She don't answer calls, just text messages, one word, guy. Black Rob won't have to contact the niggas.
Up,
record
man.
Labels gon' wanna come sign a contract with niggas.
Nah.
I gave handouts and still ain't get my arm back from niggas.
Pussy.
Recorded tracks and still ain't get my songs back from niggas.
Pussy.
Tell me what's wrong with these niggas, they are snakes. I'm about to hit my lawn with these clippers. Lately I drink all my pain away. It's all in my liver cause I get it from the mud. I'm a dog, how you figure, nigga?
Anyway, I'm here, it's your boy Smoke Dog, here on Up in Smoke Radio. You smell me, you smell me, smell me. Like I said, same time, different channel. You dig what I'm saying? We're in the house. You dig? I want to give a shout out to all the fathers. You dig what I'm saying? They celebrated Father's Day over the weekend. And that's that. I'm not going to say Happy Father's Day to the mothers just because you don't have a father in your life or whatever. You're just a good mother. You cannot be a father unless you have a penis. Quit trying to have 2 days. You had your mother day. Now you walk away. Okay? All right, let me get this cracking right now. Is that them?
Hey,
what's going on?
Getting up, shaking a little tail feather.
What'd you say?
I said, just so we can't hear that intro without getting up, shaking a little tail feather.
Okay. I was getting jiggy. I was getting a little jiggy. I can't lie. I was sitting over here getting jiggy. What's up with y'all, though? How y'all doing?
Not much. We good. How are you today?
I'm good. You got the drink in your cup?
Got the drink in my cup.
Yeah, as always.
I'm good.
And I must say, I do agree with you on the Father's Day thing. Yes, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Mothers, we had our chance in May, so I'm going to keep it at that.
Okay, thank you. Clap it up for the sister, because we'll shout you out, get your card. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Father's Day is kind of trash for the fathers. You know, when it's Mother's Day, everything is jam-packed. You can't get a seat at the damn Red Lobster to get some Cheddar Bay biscuits. You can't do shit. But when it's Father's Day, the only thing you see is smoke. We up here cooking out and shit, doing all the damn cookout, and we only get the big piece of chicken. But shout out to my father.
Yeah, that's because we do it all. That's because we do it all year, nigga.
But if you got a woman, you should get a special treatment that night.
Amen to that.
Get some special attention.
Sitting in that grill preparing everything, let you chill and relax on Father's Day. Because Father's Day, you're supposed to really do nothing.
They do nothing on Father's Day. Oh, shucks, now.
Now, I'm not going to do this. I usually start the show off sometimes by putting somebody on the coon train. But I'm not going to do it. I think I'm going to relax on people on the train. I'm going to run it across y'all first, okay? But I tell you one thing. I might just call it the hot seat instead of the coon train. Like, nigga, you're just on the hot seat right now because I don't like the way you're moving. I don't like the way you're talking. You know what I'm saying? And then shout out to the brother Sway from Sway in the Morning. But he had an interview with the brother Nick Carter. Nick Carter comes out with a song about black women. And this is what Sway had to say about it, ladies. Walk with me.
He looked at as an artist.
Okay. I like what I'm hearing. You got a track, it's an amazing track and video called Black Woman.
Black Woman, yeah.
All right. Why did you put this out? You know, because I don't know, man. You alienate a lot of women who aren't black. But it seemed like it was directed towards misguided youth and women, it to talk about that?
To touch on what you just said, like love to all women, but this is just an ode to, you know, the women that were in my life, the village of women that raised me and like kind of fed me, clothed me, gave me encouraging words to get me through as a kid, because like for me as a youngin', it was like really rough. So
yeah,
all I had was like women outside of my grandfather who I would go to his house every day and listen to those jazz records and get that, you know, that manly advice. But for the most part, Monday through Friday was all women, you know? So I felt like to not make this kind of record for them, I feel like it took too long to make this record. I just felt like they deserved it.
They deserve it.
They don't get enough respect and enough attention, so.
Yeah, but to the Asian women and Latina women and the Caucasian women and the Swedish women, German, French women.
Yeah.
Nick Grant loves you too, right? Man, look in the camp. Tell them.
We love all of y'all.
Right there.
Yeah.
Tell them. You know.
We love all the women. Love to all the women.
Okay. Yeah. You would date outside of just black women?
So would I?
Would you date outside of black women?
I mean, love is love. I love who I love, but, you know, I relate to what kind of put me in position. But yeah.
Okay. All right, man. Then get up on Nick Grant, man.
Yeah.
All right, we're
going to. It's a question.
Sway's on a hot seat. Now, you hear what I'm trying to say here, ladies. The guy, he just can't make a song about black women, the women that he raised them, and Sway's kind of interject. What about all women? He just wants to make a song for his aunt his mother, and all black women. Why does he got to include everyone?
Because that's who raised him, and he said that. Who was that, Sway, that we want to give a shout-out to and let him know we
want to? No, we want Sway on a hot seat. It's Sway on a hot seat because it was kind of screaming like, hey, man, why you just make a song just for straight black women? What about Latino women? What about Asian women? No, man, he's going to make a song about the sisters.
Exactly, and sounds like it's a little personal song because, like you say, his birthday, he's talking about his own relationship with, you know, saying his mom, his aunts, and, you know, saying the black women that was the impact of his life. So, I mean, I really don't see nothing wrong with that. It's not like he's singling out black women and, like, in a derogatory way. To, you know what I'm saying?
Let me just shut Sway down here and say that's almost like saying all lives matter and white lives matter. You feel me? And that's the end of that.
Yeah. That's where I'm going. What about black on black crime? That type of deal.
Right.
It's like,
okay,
hey,
okay.
I want to
so
make a
Sway.
Song about the about my sisters and other sisters. And
no,
Sway just keeps on trying to interject other races and other ethnicities. And what about these person? Nah, brother, I'm making a song
right.
about
Let him
the
shout
people
out
that raised
to who
me.
He want to shout out to. And that's
yeah.
who was in his life. Let him shout out to who was in his life. So let him make his record without having to have somebody come back and say, oh, what about Chinese? What about Latina? And that's what I'm saying. Let him do his song for who he's doing his song to, because a Chinese or a Latina woman ain't raised him. Ain't no disrespect to him.
He can't speak
to them, exactly. But he can't speak on it. Let him speak about what he's speaking
what
about.
He
and long time give respect and what's due to us, because everything we do been stolen from the beginning of time. So now how dare we as a community come on and say, oh, but nigga, why you left out this or that race? Let him do what he do.
Yeah, I'm agreed. Like, Sway knows better. He wasn't even supposed to talk like that. It's not like he's the young kid not knowing any better. He knew that was an ode to black people, but he was on MTV trying to fucking shoe shine a little bit and try to make it seem like, oh, just include everybody now. No, nigga, this song is about the people that raised me.
Don't
everybody else right now.
Thank you. Don't change because you on MTV, my nigga, because you'd have been sitting around saying the same thing. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
Sway must be married to somebody white or something for him to be acting like that.
Thank you. Give Sway the gunshot.
Okay. I was going to put him on that train, but...
Yeah,
get your ass on that. See, the thing is, I'll put him on a hot seat, but you put him on the train. Get your ass on that train, Sway. You didn't have to do all that.
Up on that train.
Yeah, get your ass on that train. And other uncool news, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the brother Chadwick, the guy that played the main character in Black Panther.
Okay.
Follow me? The brother won an award the other day,
that
and he gave
that?
The award to the brother, the hero from the Waffle House when the race soldier went up there and still got it and shot up the Waffle House and still got his ass whipped. The brother gave his award to that brother
intervened.
Being a hero.
That's what's up. Exactly, because he intervened and saved everybody.
Correct, and like they say, like
that's
in Friday, an ass whooping, you still live to fight another day. You feel me? So still shout out to that brother.
Yeah,
the guy went in there and shot some shit up, and he still went ahead and unarmed the guy and whipped his ass. He should have been had an award.
Right.
He should
and
be a fucking national
hero.
Shout out
to him for that and taking them lickings, right. Because, you know, as black men, we take them lickings if we didn't do nothing, if we wasn't a hero, if we wasn't right, or if we wasn't wrong. We take them lickings. So shout out to him for taking it for a good cause.
Yeah, and shout out to the brother Chadwick for putting some light on that shit, because I thought that was real, because, you know, motherfuckers get to shoot and people get to duck, and ain't nobody running towards the gunfire. The brother ran towards the gunfire, unarmed the boy, whipped his ass, and held him there for the police. Shout out to that brother.
Yeah, Right. You can say it on here. She's talking to me on the side.
But yeah, shout out to that. You know what I mean? Shout out to that brother.
Yeah, baby.
Right. Discrepancy on this, did do take a licking, but I understand like that he did triumph in the end, but he had some battle scars to show for it. That's what I was speaking on.
Mm-hmm.
We had a confusion. Yeah, but right, we rocking with that. The sisters is rocking with that.
I mean, I think the Waffle House would just cut him a check.
Something.
Most definitely.
It better be. He might. He better be getting some goddamn lifetime supply of chicken and biscuits or some type of shit down that motherfucker.
Right.
For real. At least free Waffle House for the rest of his life.
And whatever he does.
Worldwide. Nationwide. Damn it. If it's a Waffle House in goddamn Germany, he's good.
You said it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
That's what we were talking about.
I just wanted to say the last thing on that topic. If there was more guys like him on them flights on 9/11, you know, hate to go back so far, but if there was more niggas like him on them near flights, maybe, you know, like they dead up in PA, shout out to our hometown now. Smoke, shout out to our hometown. But if there was more niggas like him, maybe it would have been less planes going down that their day.
I'm gonna tell you the truth. There would have been no way in motherfucking hell that somebody would have helped. With no goddamn box cutter. Nah, that motherfucker would have got jumped.
Black people, we think we warriors anyway. You know, we would have got like, man, bitch, I'm going to be late for work. Bitch, you know what I'm
Okay, man, they talking about you got a box cutter and all your motherfuckers sitting around and this nigga done stopped. What kind of gun they had in the Waffle House? They had one of them high-powered rifles.
Yeah. Wasn't no revolver, no five-shot revolver.
Yeah, and they talk about crackers couldn't get up about a goddamn box cutter. So that's all we saying. Unless
man.
We need more people like
me. I'd have been on some shit like, nigga, I do not feel like crashing into no fucking planes today. You know what I'm saying? You just going to have to cut me. I'll take a skull on the face or the arm instead of dying.
What you said?
I said I'd have took a scar in the face instead of dying. Fuck it. I need some stitches or some shit. I'd have tackled the shit out that nigga.
Like we say, if we're going down, nigga, we're going down the style.
The spirit of Ogun would have came out of me. I just, but the ancestors, all the spirits from the oh, man, fuck that. That wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely would have happened.
That's an extra shout out to him for that.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Because at the end of the day, it takes a lot of courage, especially when you're surrounded by a bunch of motherfuckers that ain't no kin to you. You have no connection to these people. The first thing you would do is think, hey, man, let me protect myself. You understand what I'm saying? So for the brother to look around and say, no, I gotta, you know, he probably seen some sisters in there, some family members that said, nah, I can't go out like that.
Or better yet, he might have been just thinking about his family at home. I'm not going out like this. I got a family to go home to. So, I mean, this is not going to end for me. This is not going to be the end for me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not.
Not today. That's what he said. Not today.
Exactly. Definitely not today.
I don't feel like dying today. Not today. No.
What his name was again? What was his name? Chadwick, right? Shout out to Chad.
The brother, the brother's Chadwick. I forget the brother's last name. He's the guy that played the main character in Black Panther.
Wait,
I see what you're saying. Chadwick is the guy that played him Black Panther, but he gave the word to
he gave his award away.
The more big up to the guy from Waffle House that put his life on the line. And
absolutely. There you go.
Bigger.
Right.
There you go. Yeah. He got an award and he gave his award to that brother. You know what I'm saying? He got an award for Black Panther and he gave basically, he brought the brother to the award show with him. You know what I'm saying? So the brother got on the stage and walked on the stage with him and everything.
Oh, man. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's what's up. Damn,
but that,
sure.
That's, but that's big of him because at the end of the day, you know how many people watch him, the awards, you know what I'm saying? So that's,
mm-hmm.
that's really big. So,
I mean, the way I feel is why we don't know that nigga name.
Well, it was all over the news.
Yeah, it was on the news, but you know when we do good, they don't let us know when we do good. You know what I'm saying?
They don't
let us know. You know what I'm saying? We're apex predators.
Right. Yeah, I've seen it too, but I ain't been near the news for a couple of days. I didn't know about the award show thing, but
it was the MTV Music Awards. I mean, Movie Awards. So it wasn't like the Oscars or anything, but it still had about 20 million people watching.
Yeah,
so it definitely brought some awareness to it, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anytime that we can get a little spotlight and show some positivity of us, we have to take that, because at the end of the day, they don't never show us in a good light at all. They only show the 5% of us, you know what I'm saying, that does the other shit. That's not us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being that
right,
we don't even have any.
I'm going to go ahead and say, and you know, that's just a testament to why and how Black people need to stick together. And that's one small way and step that we can stick together. Give recognition, you know, for some, the normal us that do good things, because the media and the news, they ain't never going to show that. That's why those dummies can even stand up there and say, well, oh, what about black on black crime and what about this and what about that? Because they don't see and they don't show all these neighborhood watch signs and all these grannies out there and all the marches that go on through the hoods to stop the violence and stop on the black on black crime. And that's why I don't entertain that conversation with no cracker or otherwise. You feel me? Or ignorant ass black person. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I don't play that what about black on black crime shit. You know what
I'm
saying?
Just saying, us Blacks
yeah.
need to stick together, and that's a good example.
Oh yeah,
what
I mean, no, don't rush me.
I know it.
Hey,
this
okay.
is not my
Can
idea.
I phone?
No. What up? Stop the smoking up and smoke radio.
Can I expound? Now?
Why I had to get the gun shot too.
I want to expound. Yeah, but the whole thing about it is this: as I'm an action at you two, and I'm being honest because I think I haven't seen a Jet magazine in probably 10-15 years, and I'm saying as far as publications, what is. And I'm asking you guys, I don't know, what publication can we read that has us in a great light where we can see anything except entertainers, everything except entertainers? We see black doctors, black electricians, black bankers, black dentists. What can we
you
read?
You mean that's for
what?
Us and by us? You mean some food publication?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean, for us, by us publication?
Yes.
Well, I don't know Nan.
I definitely
sister,
don't.
And we don't know Nan. So I don't. That's a good. That was a good question.
Now I'm gonna have that answer next Thursday. I gotta look something up.
I remember. And the thing was, I remember Jet magazine,
and
you know what I'm saying to my fellas. Yeah, Ebony magazine is trash now. It's owned by white people. It's trash. You know, it's not what it was.
Well,
but I remember
still how come Jet was a tiny magazine, like a little read through, a leaflet, a pamphlet, a flyer, something.
Yeah,
you feel me? It wasn't a full scale like a Cosmo,
but it was a Jet, something you can fly through. You know, say hurry up and read it. That's why the Jet.
Right, but what he's saying, it wasn't no good information in there other than the what we opened that magazine to see the beauty of the week.
I
the
thought
black
Jet
beauty
was pretty cool. But again, the beauty
and
that's what they think. Because the beauty of the week would be a bad motherfucker, but she would be professional. She wasn't just like some internet
yes.
thought. It was like the beauty of the week.
She
goes to school at Harvard or something, and she's going there
she
to invent art or to create the next ear.
was always half naked, is what I'm saying. And that's all we remember about Jet Magazine was the beauty of the week. And even though they were always professional black women, they were still always half naked in a little half-ass magazine. So that's all I'm saying. So good question. We're going to look into that. Okay.
Why you all call it a half-ass magazine? Because the size
because
of it.
Because it wasn't a cool, it wasn't an 8x10 magazine. What was it, a 5x7? You feel what I'm talking about? You talking about the Jet magazine, the little square, the little 5x7. Google it, nigga. It was a 5x7.
Oh, I know what a Jet magazine looked like.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't an 8x10 or whatever the real size of regular of Cosmopolitan and, you know, House and Home and Garden. It was the little 5x7.
She's trying to say we were discriminated against again. Why did we get the small magazine? We're the only one.
That we only opened to look at the beauty of the week for. I don't know if there was any, you know, thing else going on or not. I can't speak on it, but
good question. It was information about blacks. It's pretty black.
But blacks doing good stuff black like he asked.
And then there was a page where, you know, which blacks did back for the month or for whatever reason, you know. But it did. It always showed powerful black people in the Jet magazine. Not just the beauty of the week, it showed powerful black people.
In the Jet pamphlet.
Oh, in the pamphlet.
Jet, I tried to call you a magazine, but Tony said,
it doesn't matter what you think.
I tried. Out of here. He got you the fuck out of here, Jet.
Uh-oh.
Okay. You know what? I have to use the bathroom. So I'm going to play a song for y'all. 3 minutes. Everybody should know this song.
Yeah, we need a break.
Song. It's a great song. Great song. Let's go. Press the 4 that I want.
Johnny. Bitch, ring a bells like Slay. Jack Frost, I'm cool with decay. Frostbite on them niggas, they say. Go beat a bitch, then go beat up my face. Yo, bitch, she gigging, she ride my wave. All on my circle, and y'all saying Jay. And that's to be pretty, it's just how I came. Look, pretty flocka, lay. Walk through showstoppers. Want the Gucci and the Prada. Spitting flames like lava. Smoking gas like Rasta. No backwoods, smoke grabber. Made a floor to that water.
Made a float of that water.
I am that bitch who just pretend you can't be me.
No.
They won't admit they know I'm the G-O-A-T.
Bitch the GOAT.
Pretty flocker making bitches and these niggas pop.
Pop.
Putting blood, sweat, and rain and make these beats a bop. That's a rain, you could call me flock of fame, yeah. That's like a flame spitting fire on this thing, yeah. You know I'm coming, really coming, where the rain, yeah. Pretty bitch who beat and walk out his name, yeah.
That's a rain, you could call me flock of flame, yeah. That's like a flame spitting fire on this thing, yeah. You know I'm coming, really coming, where the rain, yeah. Pretty bitch who beat and walk out his name, yeah.
Win it and I'm chasing binges like I got a limit. Gotta get it, where the line you bitches talking finish. I can't see it, this OG is fogging up my lenses.
Yeah.
My niggas solid, they stay down, it ain't no fold or bending. Running shit up like a fat bitch, taste a fucking chicken. Run up, bitches, me can say they got you spitting.
Mad.
Pretty flocking, sausage dripping, ragu in the kitchen.
Drip.
I'm in the field, no benches. I got these niggas wishing that they could come and chill with me, cause they like how I'm living. He wanna be my baby, she wanna be my mistress. Sorry, you can't wife me, you could put me on your wish list.
Wish.
She ain't on vacation, but I swear that hoe be tripping. Trying to be all in my business like she Wendy Williams. Yeah, that soccer got them caught up, now they in they feelings. Usher Raymond got them twisted, they don't know what it is. Quick to kill it, call me Kendrick, how I spit it, cause I'm.
That's a rain, you could call me soccer flame, yeah. That soccer flame spitting fire on his name, yeah. You know I'm coming, really coming with the rain, yeah. Pretty bitch who beat and walk out his name.
That's a rain, you could call me flock of flame, yeah. That's like a flame spitting fire on his thing, yeah. You know I'm coming, really coming, where the rain, yeah. Pretty bitch will be and walk out his name, yeah.
And we're back up in Smoke Radio. Had some technical difficulties real quick, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie Desiree. Holler at her on SoundCloud. That is Pretty Flocka. My shit. Soul Sisters are in the house, Oregon.
All the time.
Yeah, of course we're here.
There you go.
Where's our intro? Mm-hmm. We need our intro to get hyped, though.
Okay. You want the intro back on? Back to the
Hey, what okay. You say, Mama? We can't hear that without shaking the tail feather.
Let me get my radio voice back. And welcome back, guys. And this is Up in Smoke Radio. We're live with the Soul Sisters.
Oh, it looks so cute.
Oh,
what
man.
Up, Smoke? Thanks for having us on the network, as always.
Absolutely.
This is Up in Smoke
absolutely.
Radio. Every Thursday at 6. Please tune in.
Okay. Now, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have to go in because Mr. Curly Fry, Curly Dude, and I is just doing all types of wild shit right now with this whole immigration shit. You dig what I'm saying? And I just, I was listening to my man Tariq Nasheed the other day, and there would be no way that I can articulate this better. So just give me about 2 minutes, Soul Sisters, and we're gonna get your take on this. We're gonna have a little dialogue. Let's go.
Nobody cares about you, and I'm talking about black people. I want my brothers and sisters to really get this concept in their heads. That nobody cares about you, nobody cares about us. We have this thing where we feel like we have to cape for everybody and it's going to somehow be reciprocal. We have to go out here and try to represent all other groups. We have to go out here and explain how badly we're being hurt and how badly we're being mistreated. And black people, I really want my people to understand, don't nobody give a shit. We're so past that right now. Nobody in the dominant society or the other societies care about us, our well-being, our children, if we're being mistreated or not. They just don't. I really wish we get that. As a matter of fact, they go out of their way to ignore and sweep our suffering under the rug. And they'll get you to help do that. This is why they always co-opt black people for these other movements. None of these groups in large numbers, and I've said this many times, when it comes to black issues, none of these groups come out in large numbers and speak out for us. And I want black people to be honest, just look around black people. What groups have you seen come out and say, hey, y'all police, y'all need to stop shooting all these black people? We're the such and such organization, and we have such and such thousands of members, and y'all need to stop it with the way you're treating these black people. Name the group that has done that. The non-black group. I ain't talking about a bunch of black people who are victims of white supremacy. I want you to name any non-black group who has come out in droves and said, hey, the way you're treating these black people, that's just unacceptable. And everybody in the chat room got it right. Zero. None. I ain't talking about one or two people. I'm talking about these groups of people putting their group reputation and their resources on the line to say, hey, the way black people are being treated, no, that's not the move. Now, on the other hand, when it comes to gay issues, black people are the first ones at the parade. Black people are the first ones at the podium when it comes to white women's issues, not women's issues, white women's issues, again, not women's issues, because white women's issues and black women's issues are totally different. I don't know what makes y'all think that you have some kind of common ground with the white supremacist female, and they're just as worse as the males. There's the white supremacist females, they're the main ones marginalizing you. But when it comes to the women's march, which is the white women's march, they lined up a whole bunch of sisters to be their spokespersons. As a matter of fact, they'll hide behind sisters. They'll say, well, it was a black woman who came up with the Me Too hashtag, but that's been co-opted for white women. You understand?
Real quick. I'm going to bring the Soul Sisters in real quick. I'm staying on the fence. I need you guys respectfully, all this immigration stuff, respectfully. Hold your own nuts. I'm going to stay on the fence. I'm going to figure it out. Are you people, quote-unquote immigrants that voted for Trump, the one that thought that you was going to get a part of it, be a part of this whole white thing? Hold your own nuts. I'm going to sit on the fence. I'm going to watch it all play out. This is not my fight. Not my fight, and black people, it's not yours either. But I'm going to bring the Soul Sisters on, and I'm going to mute myself.
Well, amen to that. Oh, I don't even know where to start. I just don't know where to start, but definitely we're rocking with who is that on the line and all those issues and things to be talked about. But let me say on what you're asking about the whole Trump thing, and this is all I'm going to say on it.
No, just commentate what the brother said. Motherfuck Trump. Just commentate what the brother said.
No, I want to start on Trump because the brother said too much. That's the whole show and into the next and maybe even the next. He hit on too many points, but know that we're rocking with everything he said. And every time we chimed in and said something, cleared it up. Like, black women's issues is not white women's issues. He just hit the nail on the head with everything. But as far as the Trump thing goes, and you know I'm not political, I don't do the religious thing either, but I'm going to say this. As far as tearing these families apart, so what I'm saying is I don't know much about it, but as far as tearing these families apart, same thing they did with slavery. And that's the first comment I had to say to what the brother was talking about, you know, niggas realize that they don't give a fuck. And to that, yes, everybody has a story, but let me tell you, they don't give a shit about our story. Know that first and foremost, because if they did, back to the slavery issue, they would first address that and act accordingly. So that's all I have to say. So chiming in.
I totally agree on all of that. I don't know. There's just a lot to say on that. And me personally, the Trump thing, so Trump. I mean,
you're right. So crazy.
The first thing I thought about too when I saw the kids being separated was automatic. You know what I'm saying? Taking us back to slavery. I mean, all the way around. But at the end of the day, I'm all for what the guy just said. This is not our fight. You feel me? So I mean, it doesn't affect me. You know what I'm saying? In my life. Personally right now, so it's not my fight, so I mean,
definitely relate, because that's exactly what they did to black families in America
for years.
They still want to ignore it. We're very passionate about this.
They're still doing it to our families. Every time they snatch one of us up and send us to prison for no reason, they're separating our families. They do it all the time.
So what we do hope is because we do have someone so ignorant in power, and you know God does put people in power here on this here planet and earth and plane, and for whatever reason we could never think, fathom, or imagine. But what I do want to say is whatever reason, and this is happening to these families, and definitely our hearts go out beyond measure to them. And these children being ripped were definitely with fuck Trump. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason it's being done right now in such a blatant public eye, let's hope that the others, because like you said, Smoke, this is not our fight. We can't relate. It's not our fight. But let's see what they do to make a difference in this matter.
But I think that's why history is automatic. It's repeating itself just in a different way, because they didn't really speak out or care when it was happening to us. But do you see, he was asking, like, where are the white people? You know, so where's the white group that helped us when things were going on with the black people?
Uh-huh. So
there were none.
Exactly.
So, and see what happened. And as you can see on every channel, everybody's chiming in, have something to say. You know what I'm saying? It ain't so much as black got something to say about these kids being snatched. It's whites, you know what I'm saying? And everybody else. So yeah,
whatever. Just like the white people that come in and do the picketing with the Black Lives Matter thing. You know, there's always white people that want to attach themselves to us and rally for us and whatever for us. But again, like the brother said, you know, what organization
big group
do you see
with the big group
coming
with
out?
All the bread
that help us? None. It be single people and scattered little.
So that's why I say my heart go out to the kids, but it's not our fight. So I'm gonna sit back just like him. Fuck, I'm not really fuck the kids. I have kids. That's an awful thing for those kids, babies, to be snatching.
How about this? This is our last line on
my
this.
Fight
we've
is the brothers and sisters drinking that fucked up water in Flint, Michigan. That's my fight.
Totally.
I'm not worried about them.
Right. There you go. And how many niggas joined that fight up in Flint? And shout out to Flint and their water issue. And let's make sure that don't die. And we still keep that awareness on that issue. And how is that doing right now? And I would not know. But what I'm saying is, boy, oh boy. Is it
I'm
going
to talk to the Soul Sisters. I'm going to talk to the Soul Sister number one. Soul Sister number one and a half, and Soul Sisters, because the board is lit up right now, and people want to chime in, but I don't want to take callers because it fucks up the flow of the show. You know what I'm saying? I think we're having a great conversation. Hey, guys, next week. Next week, I swear we'll take callers. We're just going
to
have a flow. This is the first.
They try to fuck up the flow. Mute them.
This is the new show here on the Up and Smoke Network. So we're just gonna flow. And shout out to everybody that wants to chime in. But we're just gonna hold off.
Yeah, shout out to all the number one hitters. Definitely shout out to all our listeners.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and hold on. Let's go ahead and lick a shot for all the live listeners out there, man. Thanks for the support.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks for the support. Don't forget to get that girl on social media.
And shout out to the two, three people that dropped off. They was probably white and said, oh, no. Smoke's talking about black stuff. Let me get the fuck out of here.
Shout out to the haters who got mad. We love you, too. We love peace. They'll be back next week.
You know what
They'll
I'm saying? oh, they will.
Most definitely.
They will. You know what I'm saying? You don't know how. Hold on. I'm going to. Hopefully, I can remember some of the. Remember, Chocolate Snow Bunny, I was telling you about the emails that I got. And from the other show.
Oh, that was one of the hang-ups. Oh, don't say that. Oh, that's extra funny. Let's move on with the show and we'll laugh.
Oh, my God. The people adore the Soul Sisters. Some of the people were saying, oh, you smoke, shut the fuck up and let the Soul Sisters speak. Mute your mic, nigga.
And thank you to all our listeners.
Yes, we appreciate the love. We love you guys back.
Thank you, Smoke Radio.
We're going to set them up a PayPal account. All y'all little fans out there trying to
give
shit on me. We're going to set them a PayPal account up, and you better start donating to their shit, too. Y'all better start donating $5 here. You know what I'm saying? $10 here while y'all up here talking shit. Sock it to their pocket.
Instagram, Jared Dr. O'Call.
Motherfuckers up here talking shit on the internet.
Let's moving on to the people who were listening. We were
I am delivered.
Okay.
Okay, we're back.
Okay, we're gonna bring it down, people. We're having fun. We're being so unprofessional right now. We usually have a structure. We usually have an outline, but this is what happens with live radio, people. You know what I'm saying? And again, salute to everybody out there tuning in. You understand me? I mean, hopefully you just go back and listen to the replay, you know, Up in Smoke Radio. You know what I'm saying? The replay is always going to be up probably about 5 minutes after the show. So if you missed all the stuff that we was talking about at the beginning, you can always go back on your way to commuting to your job. Put your, you know, on your iPhone. Your iPhone. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. I'm on iTunes, Up in Smoke Radio, all that shit. So, boom. You can always go back and listen to the archive. And in about 3 weeks, I'm going to probably try to have something special. I'm going to reach out to some people. I'm a guest. It will be my 50th show. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I've been doing this since Moby Dick was a goldfish, people. So
this show is, we've been doing this. And there's another shout out to yes, we've been doing this.
Mm-hmm. So
to you've been doing this. It's the radio for whoever's just finding out. He's been doing this. Shout out to the brother that was on, talking about, you know, and what, how we feeling and what Trump doing with these families. We as Black people been doing this. And me and the Soul Sisters, as far as giving our opinion, we've been doing this.
Okay.
Easy work, baby.
See, now, the thing is, I want to end up good, on a good note. You know what I'm saying? Because I did have something else. But I'm not going to do this. I'm just gonna talk to y'all real quick. What y'all got going on for the weekend, man? I'm doing a whole bunch of nothing. I'm going to tell you, ladies, I was supposed to see a friend of mine. You know what I'm saying? She got a flat tire. And she's not going to be able to make it. You know what I'm saying? I was going to take her to some type of jacuzzi room, flowers on the bed, but that's not going to be a go because she got a flat tire and a busted window.
Wasn't it? God might be saving you for something.
I think Jesus is talking to me and saying, you know what?
Exactly.
Not,
he intervenes.
It wasn't
meant to be. Easy boy, down boy, yeah, easy fella. Listen to the sign.
So let me get in y'all business. What y'all got going on? It's weekend's eve.
Shout out to my homegirl Keisha. Tomorrow's her birthday, Friday.
What's up, Keisha?
But Sunday, last week we were speaking on the police, you know, saying killing a young man, and I told you that hit home to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, June 24th is going to actually be the third year. To the day my son got killed. So I'm actually doing a visual for my son this Sunday. So,
Shout out to my Lord work. I will be able to be here to support my
because she was supposed to be gone, and I was sad about that. So, God worked in mysterious ways, and now she's going to be here to support me and come and, you know, join me, you know, and hold me up during my time, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up.
There you go.
But afterwards, I'm definitely going to turn up because I know my son will want me to. So, we're going to, you know what I'm saying, try to get into something because, you know.
Right. But right now, that's all we got.
But, that's all we got. But, yeah.
Oh, no. I'm going to tell you like this. We're done. We only got like 5 minutes left. We did a show. We're done. But at the end of the day, we're in. We contented the shit out these motherfuckers. If they don't go back and listen to these replays, you know what I'm saying? If you didn't hear us live, you know what I'm saying? You got some good content.
Yeah, sorry.
You dig what I'm saying?
Sorry for you if you didn't. Look it up. I mean, go back and play it.
You're lost.
Yeah, you're lost. I mean, because
anyway, we want to give a shout out to all the local artists. We want to give a shout out to Long Lope, that intro song that gets us hyped up. You know, all the local artists that are played on here, and
shout out to myself, Dread. I don't know, Carl. Check me out on Instagram and Facebook. Creating miracles one dread at a time. You know what I'm saying?
now see, And when some of these motherfuckers, when you open up, now see, you could have do now, okay. And when you open up
okay,
your stuff, when you open up your inbox, and you see a nigga laying on his stomach, you know what I'm saying, with his feet in the air, talking about, hey, what you doing, girl? You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
He ain't got no dreads. He ain't gonna have no dreads. Hey, girl, what you doing? I heard you on a smoke show, girl.
Blocks, delete.
I ain't got dreads, but I plan on growing some.
Damn business, baby. You're gonna get blocked.
But as always, shout out to our homeboy Smoke. This is Up in Smoke Radio, baby. Every Thursday.
I'm the gang shit.
Gotta love him.
I'm the gang shit.
In the hell in.
Yeah, baby.
Nigga's a failure. Nigga ain't even graduate high school.
That's how they like them these days. They don't want you to know too much. You know, you can train them.
You just want smart dummies.
No, I'm just playing.
I can roll a blunt, nigga. This is great, and again, Up in Smoke Radio. And again, hold on. Let's get that cracking.
We need the whole shit.
And
we're gonna have to do a live show one day.
Because boy, if y'all can see us, look, and lay baby, they can only hear us. But boy, if you could
oh
see
my
us.
God, if they would see me right now, and I could arrange that. Oh my God, if they would see me right now.
We're gonna arrange that.
Chocolate Snow Bunny, I look like a lumberjack. Remember, she doesn't like lumberjack smoke. Lumberjack smoke is looking crazy right now. But
lumberjack smoke, that sound like a back in the sticks in the woods somewhere up in PA, kind of far, sounding like the Griffberg or the Griffington.
I literally look like Rick Ross's teenage brother.
I missed that, right. Oh, yes.
Now, my beard is not groomed at all.
Get to the barber. Oh. So, sister says she'll bring a personal barber when she comes. That's what she says.
Well, she's going to have to come all the way to West Virginia because that's where I live at.
Well, we in Tennessee, so.
Yeah, we travel, baby. It's no problem. Okay. That's why I say we're going to surprise them with a live episode, a live, not just a live radio show, but we're going to go live on the book, everything, so everybody can see us and all that.
West Virginia, yeah. We've been doing that. We've been traveling.
I know y'all got passport stamps and all that. Pop your collar.
Ready to fly, ready to roll.
Pop your collar.
I am delivered.
When you listen, want to get us a flight ticket somewhere, you know, just let us know. Now, I'm just waiting.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to fly y'all out and put y'all up and shit. You know?
No,
I like that.
No. We ride.
I just called my white boy and said, fuel off the jet.
That's our sense of humor.
Bring the soul sickness to my house.
Yeah.
I'd rather.
All right. Love you. Talk to you next week.
Peace. And you know what? Since this is my shit, so we're going to get it. And I'm going to talk to this behind the scenes. This was great. Shout out to everybody up in Smoke Radio. Check us out here next week, 6 o'clock, same time, same footer, same back time, same back channel, and all that. Let's go.
Same back station.
Shout out to the Smoke.
Yes, that's what this is.
This is my shit. Oh. This smoke is going to this. Oh. Dancing.
confusion, but the sun turns.